Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. This week's roundup highlights how innovation and advocacy are reshaping the disability landscape from the FDA's approval of the first implant to treat rheumatoid arthritis, to the business case for accessible social media, and a board game that sparks awareness about daily barriers. We celebrate big wins too, Judith Heumann's legacy honored in student housing, a disability initiative taking home F1's first global community award, and leaders pushing boundaries in art, sailing, theater, and research. Also in this issue, touring made easy, Birmingham's rail hub enhances accessibility for travelers. 80% of disabled people used the internet in 2024. Years lived with disability may signal long-COVID risk, global researchers say. A journey towards accessibility, perspectives from First Nations in British Columbia. No one should have to prove their disability is not a scam. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Editor. Take advantage of summer savings at 25 plus hotels verified by Will the World in the Palm Beaches. Thanks to seasonal savings across the destination, summer is an ideal time to visit the Palm Beaches, Florida, to take advantage of cheaper rates for lodging, restaurants, tea times and more. For travelers with accessibility needs, Will the World has already done the hard work by scouting 25 plus local hotels. Vacation planning made easy. FDA approves first implant to treat rheumatoid arthritis. A game changer for rheumatoid arthritis, the FDA has approved the first implant that zaps inflammation through the vagus nerve. Many patients dropped meds within a year, a huge step forward in bioelectronic medicine. The business case for accessible social media content. Accessibility isn't just about doing the right thing, it's about doing the smart thing. Making your social media content accessible expands your reach, improves discoverability, strengthens brand loyalty, and ultimately creates better experiences for everyone. If your content isn't accessible, you're leaving both people and opportunities behind. Play Michigan delivers fun for all. Play Michigan is a 66,000 square foot accessible park and playground located in downtown Lansing, Michigan, with an integrated playground fun for children or the young at heart with any number of abilities or disabilities. It is the first of its kind in mid-Michigan. The park area includes a picnic deck, pavilion, dedicated barrier-free parking and universal access to the river's edge with a boardwalk and large platform designed for all children and adults to be up close to the river for viewing, picnicking and fishing. Disability Initiative wins inaugural F1 Registered Allwine Global Community Award. The inaugural F1 Registered Allwine Global Community Award was given to a local initiative in the Netherlands, accompanied by a trophy and a €100,000 donation from Allwine to enhance its contribution to the community. The recipient has been acknowledged for its efforts in improving event accessibility for individuals with disabilities. Board game raises awareness about disability inspired by her own journey with Friedrich's ataxia. Toya Wordsworth has created Removing Barriers, a board game that shines a light on the obstacles disabled people face every day. More than just a game, it's a tool for awareness, empathy, and real-world inclusion. Will into comfort at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Unwind in comfort at this resort offering premium amenities including a full-service spa, casino, and poolside dining. Accessibility is thoughtfully integrated with roll-in showers, pool lift, handheld shower heads, accessible bathrooms, and trained staff offering visual guidance upon request. With complimentary Wi-Fi, concierge service, and accessible parking, your stay will be both seamless and enjoyable. This property is proudly verified by Will the World for accessibility assurance. Visit Lauderdale. Welcoming everyone under the Sunday student housing at People's Park to be named after Judith Heumann, disability rights leader. UC Berkeley's new student housing at People's Park will be named Judith E. Heumann House, honoring the mother of the disability rights movement. From leading the 504 sit-in to shaping the ADA, Heumann's fight for accessibility changed the world. Now, a fully accessible residence for 1,100 students will carry her name and legacy forward. He's reframing disability through art: blind ballet dancer, massage therapist, Paralympic cyclist, and activist Davian DJ Robinson is proving that disability is not a barrier but a source of strength. From the stage to the marathon track and soon, the speaker's podium in India, he's showing the world what's possible when you never stop moving. Enchroma glasses help colorblind visitors see the Willamette Valley in vivid color. See the Willamette Valley in a new light with specially designed Enchroma glasses. The free specs, available locally to anyone who needs them, are crafted to improve color perception for those with red-green color blindness. During your visit, they will help bring to life the colorful blooms of the Wooden Shoe Tulip Festival and the dazzling varieties at our flower farms all spring and summer long. I'm traveling while I still can. Because one day, my disability may hold me back. Born with a rare vascular disorder, Chris Rasper has always lived in a body that doesn't follow the rules. As she gets older, the window to take certain trips is closing and she realized she doesn't want to wait for the someday destinations. Training boost for disability sailing charity. Sailing for the Disabled has secured £5,000 from the Manx Lottery Trust, Isle of Man, UK to launch online disability awareness training. The new platform will make training more accessible, cut down admin, and free up volunteers to focus on what really matters: delivering life-changing experiences on the water. Reflecting on 45 years of building a more accessible world. Today I celebrate 45 years of a life that changed in an instant. It wasn't my choice, but maybe it was the plan for me. Since that day, almost 50 years ago, I've dedicated my life to making the world more inclusive and more accessible for everyone. Fred Maas, Jr. acting on accessibility. Stephanie Wines of Winnipeg, Canada, never expected her dual passions, acting and occupational therapy, to collide. But today, she's pioneering a new role as an accessibility choreographer, helping productions authentically and safely portray disability on stage and screen. From A Christmas Carol to Hulu's Run, she's breaking barriers and reshaping how stories are told. Distinguished prof recognized for decades of impactful disability studies research. Distinguished Professor Emeritus Maurice Feldman of St. Catharines, Ontario, has spent his career transforming the field of intellectual and developmental disabilities. From pioneering evidence-based interventions to empowering parents with IDD through his step-by-step parenting program, Feldman's impact is felt worldwide and he's not slowing down in retirement. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations: Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Penticton, BC, Friuli Venezia Giulia, visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes.